sing the love I just can't handle it, but they sing the love I must get underneath. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing for love. They sing, love, it rides
like a baby.
In a cradle all night, it swings, it jives, shakes all over like a jealous wing. Kinda like it, crazy little thing for love. There goes my baby, knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. Me hot and cold fever. She leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. Gotta be cool, relax, can't hit, get on my track. Take a back, good time. Take a long ride on my beach in the car until I'm ready. Crazy little thing for love. Gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my track, take a back, keep on, and take a long ride on my BGB car, I'm feeling ready, crazy little thing called love. This thing of love, I just can't handle it. This thing of love, I must.
Welcome to another Monday show. It's the triumphal return of Jick, who is over there doing stuff. How's it going, Jick?
Good. I'm over here. I'm jet lagged, man. I am jet lagged, man. It's like Jet Li and cross between Jet Li and an ag man.
Right. What's an ag man?
Guy who's really tired and also entirely unlike Jet Li in every way.
Right.
So the cross just makes me tired.
Wouldn't AG man just be
the cross
out
made
of
Jesus
silver?
Tired too? But he. Is AG silver?
I think so. You're on nose breathing coming through pretty.
Really? I'll have to become a mouth breather.
As long as you don't start coating Napoleon Dynamite. So we came in on some of the winning entries for the karaoke contest. None of the winning entries actually are in my playlist, but came up with some good tracks, some that you would actually enjoy. That was Val from Italy doing Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and it's adorable.
Huh.
Adorable.
Adorable. El Dorado. LSK, I think he's trying to encode some information for some spies that are listening to the radio from his motherland.
Some of these beginning questions should probably be flushed.
Sparrow asked if we've seen the game Spore. If so, what do you think of it? If not, you should check out the Spore gameplay video on Google Video. I just don't care.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen any screenshots or anything about it, but
Riffin' Hot Stuff is super excited. But I would be a lot more excited about the next big thing from Will Wright if The Sims wasn't just one of the worst games I've ever played.
Yeah,
I understand that there is a group of people for whom that's a great game, but all of the people I know that are excited about Spore are not that kind of person. They're all people like, The Sims is terrible. I would never play that.
Yeah.
And, we're just kind of taking this guy's word for it that it's going to be fun. and that, you know, procedurally generated content is the wave of the future.
Mm-hmm. The wave of the future. The wave.
I mean, it was the wave of the future when Diablo did it, I guess.
Hmm. You know, I've never played any of the Diablo games.
I don't know if they're up your alley or not. There's a limited amount of story, you know, and a very large amount of randomly generated dungeons, randomly populated with monsters that randomly drop randomly generated items.
Uh-huh.
It's very cool. A lot of cool, cool items. Skittles asked if there are any Short Circuit or Flight of the Navigator refs in the game. I'm sure that there's got to be a no disassemble in there somewhere, or 10 places in combat text or whatever. But
that was a question that we answered on the last show. I don't know why it's why I forgot to flush those. But
oh, well, how far
there aren't any.
Really?
Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to believe that we didn't come up with no disassembly anywhere. Well, where do we need to start, then?
I would say, has Bashy ever expressed his views on stem cell research?
No.
But, given that he's no fan of the fetus, I'm guessing he'd be okay with it. Bashy hates fetus, and Bashy also hates Parkinson's.
Does Bashy hate, Michael J. Fox?
Not as much as Rush Limbaugh does.
Does Rush Limbaugh hate Michael J. Fox?
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox did put out some kind of commercial about stem cell research, and Rush Limbaugh did an impression of Michael J. Fox on his show and concluded that Michael J. Fox was faking the symptoms of Parkinson's disease to push the evils of stem cell research on an unsuspecting American public.
Did he actually conclude that, or did he just... I mean, did you actually hear it, or was this just...
No, I mean, in the transcript of the show, it was just like Michael J. Fox, you know, deliberately made his symptoms more pronounced so that he could get pity, so that people would vote for stem cell research.
Huh. That might be true, though.
Yeah, it might be true that Rush Limbaugh's a waste of space, too.
I mean, Rush Limbaugh's an asshole, but, you know. I mean, I would, you know, if there were five... Okay, let's say it took him 10 takes to get that, you know, PSA announced. Like, why wouldn't they pick the one where he was, like, comprehensible but the most pitiable? I mean,
yeah.
You know, not that he was doing it on purpose, but, I mean, to say that... somebody wouldn't have been conscious of that at some point in the process is probably... But yeah, Rush Limbaugh's total dick.
Yeah, afraid so.
Doesn't he hate black people, too?
Yeah.
And
definitely.
People who become addicted to prescription painkillers?
No, there's a escape clause in there. He seems to be okay with them.
Hmm.
Don't know why.
War Junkie says, any thoughts on a Jarlsberg holiday? I think a holiday based on Samhain.
Right.
Which is spelled Samhain, a.k.a. All Hallows Eve, would be good. But, I mean, isn't you know, KOL's trick-or-treat day
based on All Hallows Eve? Yeah. Although I can see he's saying, like, more of a Day of the Dead thing. Although the Day of the Dead celebration, you would just be leaving flowers on your ancestors' graves and leaving them food and stuff so that they have something to eat.
Bowls of masa.
Mama say mama sa mama kusa.
Nobody say bamalaya.
Right.
New Year's, yeah. Riff says New Year's as Jarlsberg's day, and having some, you know, confetti and snap cracker poppers and, you know,
snack cracker poppers.
Snap
John poppers.
Snap crackle. Oh, man. Today we went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and there was this, they have a product called the Buffalo Snacker. Dreadlock Racker.
That does sound like genital slang.
I think to buffalo snack someone is to fuck them in the clit.
Yeah. In the heart of America.
Donut Care 95 says, shouldn't it be possible to gain a tetanus effect from fumbling an antique spear?
Eh. Are they rusty?
Yeah.
They're just antique.
They are. That's why they de-level the monster on hit. Right? Mm. It says that it's rusty, and it adds tetanus to injury. But you dropped the blunt part on your foot.
Right.
Hagula says, Jack, two things. A, I remembered to upload tonight's show.
Haven't uploaded last week's show.
I did last Monday's when I got here this afternoon.
Of course.
And then some suggestions for the palindrome that I'm not going to read because we might use them. Sorcerer says, nobody eats pizza with just one topping unless they're poor and or boring. How about making it so that you can make multiple toppings onto one pizza? I mean, I usually eat pizza with just one topping.
If I'm at a pizza party where people have ordered pizza to pick out upon, I'll generally have the pepperoni pizza, but if I'm getting it for home, it'll have at least a meat and a vegetable on it.
Really?
Yeah. I guess sausage and mushroom.
I used to get, like, one pepperoni and an olive, mm-hmm. but I pretty much started eating exclusively Hawaiian pizza, so I guess that is two ingredients.
Yeah.
We keep thinking about, making the pizzas more interesting. I came up with an idea that I think I might be okay with. If we were to add more ingredients, then we would suddenly there would be this sort of pyramid of new items that we had to create.
Yeah.
This is a sausage pizza. This is a sausage and cheese pizza. This is a sausage and cheese and mushroom pizza. And then if we added one more ingredient, then suddenly there's five times as many possible pizzas.
Yeah, I wonder if it would be interesting if the three ingredients could be combined in various ways on the fly. So just like a goat cheese and sausage pizza does your muscle stat and your moxie stat.
Yeah, but I mean, we would just have to make them individual items, because otherwise you made, more than one automatically generated. It's got to have an item ID, and you would end up with a stack of multiple kinds of pizza. I mean, I don't know. There's also the problem where the moxie ingredient is much, much harder to get than the other ingredients, which we came up with a solution for. Actually, I think we had a fairly... We had a both content-wise satisfying and a mechanically sound pizza idea that we just haven't ever done.
Hmm.
Maybe that'll be Tuesday.
Tuesdays with pizza.
Macarona says, I noticed a misnomer in the game. The guy made a bee's reference as Beetlejuice, but the character's actual name was spelled Beetlejuice, Betelgeuse, a la the constellation. Or, not constellation, but star, rather. Yeah, but to say that you can't refer to, Michael Keaton's character in Beetlejuice as Beetlejuice, I think is wrong.
IMDb says his character's name is spelled as Beetle space Juice, and the movie's called Beetlejuice, and the cartoon's called Beetlejuice. So, I know he's supposed to be named after Betelgeuse, but
right, and it says that on the commercial, right, yeah. That they watch something like that. That movie was, I want to like it more than I do.
And you should.
I wanted to like it more than I did, when I was a kid and it came out. It just, I'd watch it and I'd be like, God, this should be so good, but there are some just really boring parts. The beginning is neat, like them, figuring out that they're dead or whatever in their first introduction, but then it just kind of starts to suck.
Huh. I wouldn't agree with that at all.
I don't like the part where they're in the house and, terrorizing the... I don't like the parts where Beetlejuice is turning into the snake and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Those are just it was funnier when he was just like a guy who was funny, rather than like these weird special effects. LSK says, if it weren't for the fact that their lyrics are completely inaudible, I'd want an Animal Collective reference. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about Animal Collective.
Let me quit looking for Beetlejuice's script so I can further defend our choice there.
Wow. This surface is no good for an optical mouse. I need a piece of paper.
Oh, they give you, I don't know what words mean in Tagalog.
Tagalog?
The Filipino dialect.
I see.
That is one of the best language names ever. It sounds like a snack food or a kid's toy.
Hindi ako alam kabuluhan salida. The gunman says. And then, what is your favorite real-life food? Man, when we went to Germany, there is apparently, and my wife finally looked this up and figured out. So the doner kebab style of like Turkish food, right?
Uh-huh.
The Germans' take on that, which is different than it is anywhere else in the world, is probably the single tastiest thing I have ever had in my mouth, huh. Ever. It's like this disc-shaped piece of bread. They call it flatbread, but it's not like a pita. It's more like the bread that baguettes are made of.
Uh-huh.
Right, and they toast it like a baguette, but just for a few seconds, so it doesn't get like all crunchy and sort of caramelized like baguettes do. And then a big disc of feta cheese, the entire size of the sandwich, and then this meat that's like some weird chicken turkey hybrid, and then some like, it's almost like sauerkraut, but it's sort of like sauerkraut that's halfway between sauerkraut and cabbage. It's like not quite completely pickled. It's just, you know. And then some tzatziki, and it is the best fucking thing I've ever eaten in my life. Had two of them from two different places. They were the same, just equally fucking amazing, and you just can't get them anywhere but Germany.
Huh.
And that makes me very sad.
I'll have to go to Germany.
Go to Germany and
check that out.
Eat some doner kebabs.
Because my favorite real-life food, I think, would be gyros.
Yeah.
Even bad gyros are better than almost anything, and it's really hard to screw them up. I wish I could make them at home, but I don't want to have to get a giant hunk of compressed lamb and shave it.
You could shave the lamb before you convert it to meat.
Yeah.
Evang says, kids don't play with too many knives. Hogulus points out that typing /me'S should work, as in me's suggesting something to Radio Bugbear again, and that should display Hogulus' suggesting something to Radio Bugbear again. Currently, people have to put a space between the me and the apostrophe. Yeah, there was a reason that I didn't do that the one time that it occurred to me to do it, and I think it's because the way that the code is written, I would have to like sort of hand code every possible, because you know, there's like me apostrophe s, me apostrophe ll,
right,
me apostrophe ma. You know, for like Ima, but you know,
right.
Jick'm gonna go get his snack on. Actually, now that I think about it, just S and just LL. Or is there anything else that you could apostrophize like that after somebody's name?
No. Yeah, it would be nice to have to not type /me'S, milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Because that's the most frequent usage of that I have.
Yeah. Macarona says, would you guys make it so that equipping the Icicle Katana on the Ninja Snowflake changes its attack message to something that involves it sticking the katana into its target's neck?
What's that all about?
I don't know. Vash Orion says, I visited Caltech and purposefully wore my Sabretooth Lime shirt. Not one person commented. Now I know I'm going to MIT. California is weird. The people here seem to think liquor laws and liquor inspectors are real. Poppycock, I say. What are the liquor laws in California like?
I don't know. I just remember that in San Diego, we asked someone what time the stores stopped selling alcohol. And they said, oh, they're allowed to sell till 2, but some of them stop at 9 and 10 and 11 and midnight. And that just made me not want to live in San Diego.
Huh. I know San Diego was the first place I ever encountered where bartenders are allowed to drink on the job.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, I mean, I sort of assumed that the liquor laws were more lax there.
Hmm.
I don't know. Let's see. Feng Shui says, I insist that you add a vertical smile to the new hole in the sky, or perhaps a bearded clam.
Bearded clam seemed a little too obvious.
There was, yeah, we'd initially done it as a bearded clam, but then I was like, this drawing looks like ass, and we forgot the little man in the canoe, so I just changed it.
Mm.
And so it worked out, I think.
Yeah, I think the little man in the canoe was funnier. Just because there's some joke in that attack text that I really like, and I forget what it is. Anyway, yeah, people keep saying that we should have an option to toggle the new forum, clan forums with the old message board, because there are apparently some poor misguided folks who think that the message board's better.
But, I mean, yeah, I disagree. I feel like if pretty much anybody who's complaining about it, if they had been playing two different games where one of them had our message board and one of them had the new forum, they would have thought that the forum was better. It's just that they're accustomed to doing things in a very specific way, and we've changed it up on them. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can see the people who have a clan leader who's either not terribly active or not terribly responsive, who won't create a forum for them, so they just have an empty forum, and they can't leave messages at all.
I mean, I could say that they have a bigger problem than just their forum, right? Hmm. You know, if you're in a clan where the leader doesn't pay attention to you, maybe you should form a new clan with all of the people who care about it, you know, and elect one as the leader. But I don't know. I mean, I could see maybe having one forum just created by default, but then, you know, you don't know. There must be a reason it's not like that, right?
Hmm.
What would it be called? That's one thing.
I think if you, at this point, if you haven't made any topics or any forums, it should just give you the message board and say, hey, you want a better message system? Have your leader create a forum and then have a changeover. I mean, I don't see a problem with having it be a toggleable option. I mean, if people want something that's suboptimal and janky, they're welcome to it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, having the message board be there if you don't have a forum, I don't know. I just feel like feel the same way. You know, like, if we were doing it from the beginning, we wouldn't do it that way. Hmm. The message board just wouldn't exist at all if we were doing it from the beginning. You'd have to create a forum, which everyone would just do when they created the clan, you know, which I feel like everyone will do now.
Right.
You know, there are a handful of people who have this problem where, oh, my clan leader hasn't logged on for like a month, and that problem will eventually correct itself when the leadership gets transferred to somebody who is more active. I mean, if you're, seriously, like, if your clan leader, if your entire clan is like, oh man, we need a forum, hey, clan leader, would you please create a forum for us? And he's like, fuck you guys, no.
Yeah.
Then you've got a bigger problem than not being able to access a clan forum, you know.
So how long does your clan leader have to be MIA before the leadership devolves?
I want to say 30 days.
Mm.
I'm not positive.
Anyone can still post announcements, too, which still work exactly like the old message board did. I mean, I found it a little bit cumbersome at the beginning to say, God, I gotta go three clicks in, but now we have all sorts of different topics and different places to post stuff, and it's much better than the old system once you get used to it. I just figured there'd be no harm in allowing people to choose the suboptimal version.
I mean, if you choosed it by just not ever making a forum, then I don't know. I just feel like that would be confusing to somebody who didn't already know about both of them.
Right.
Hogula says, Jake, I take it you've given up trying to actually play the game legitimately, judging by your how you're level 15 and in Ronin. Because I always have to change stuff around for myself to test things. Like, I've written a relatively robust, well, I say that, but it's not really all that robust, but a way to run, to move a day forward for, like, a devster, or for me.
Uh-huh.
So I think if I was going to play through the game, I would probably do it in one sitting now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really keep track of day count when I do that, though, so I have no idea. I'm terrible at this game.
It tends to take me at least 3 or 4 weeks or months to do an Ascension run, even though I play 400 turns every time I sit down to play. I don't even try to, rest when I'm tired of resting at camp.
No, I know, no kidding. I spend about a third of my turns resting when I play, so it's like, yeah, nobody, yeah.
Ooh, Ace the Fram has a good suggestion for a hilarious item. And we're not going to say it in case we won't use it.
Indeed. Seven Lances, says, why can't KOL tell time? Even the correct GMT setting in the account menu doesn't fix the ascension time that it says when I ascend. Not even close. Hell, I don't know. Glebe says, one of the random Candy Hearts default messages should be 8 new zones.
And people have generally forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Except for Glebe.
Yep. Max Van says, I think the constellation of the beaver looks more like a turtle. Otherwise, good job.
I disagree. I think it looks like some kind of mammalian head and flat tail sticking up out the water.
I don't know that sticking up out of the water.
Yeah. If you assume that there are parts of it that are under, that are not visible, and since it's a water-based creature in general, you would assume that the invisible parts are under quote-unquote water.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so you see that as the thing on the left is the head.
Right.
The thing on the right is
the top,
the end of the tail. Yeah.
I see.
Was that not what you intended?
No, that was supposed to be the whole thing.
Oh. Well, it's a constellation, you know? It's not the most nice. I think I referenced that somewhere, that constellations are not the most forgiving art medium. So he was complaining that the beaver... Oh, Mojotech complains that the beaver doesn't beave you at all. But I was pleased with the beaver. We got some beaver cleaver jokes and some dam jokes. He tries to stack logs on you, but you get out of the dam way. So I was pleased. I think the perfect response to anybody complaining about something should be us going, I like it.
If the barnacle now sucks twice as hard, does that mean the emo squid's abilities are similarly upgraded? Yeah. Everything that's a barnacle uses the same code, including the penguin, which is sort of why that happened. Ask Your Doctor About Levitra says, when NS13 rolls out, could new spleen items that give adventurers become available to Moxie and Mysticality classes? As of now, only muscle classes have that benefit with the various wads, which makes HCO decidedly easier for them. No, that's just the benefit of being a muscle class or having permed that skill.
Right.
So, there you go. I mean, I guess being able to make them with the malice is an advantage of muscle classes, but, you know, being able to make high mains is an advantage of Moxie classes, and... or muscle classes, rather, and being able to make the super cock drinks for the Moxie classes, and both of those things, I think, can give you more turns than the wads.
Although not on an Oxy run.
Well, that's true. Yeah, okay. Just Oxy. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. Well, you can make high mains and then auto-sell them.
Yep.
And then use the meat to buy turns from the fourth legend statue.
Hmm.
Although I don't know if anybody's found that yet.
The fourth legend statue?
Yeah, that gives you one turn for every 200 meat you spend.
Right. I thought we made it so every golden Mr. Accessory you gave it gave you 40 turns. Maybe not.
Macaroni says, what do you think of making multiple inexplicable doors with monsters from games related to the zone in which the door exists? Seaside Town becomes River City Ransom / Hogan's Alley. The separate doors drop one oddball pixel, which can be made into an item specific to that game, i.e. a tire that's a two-handed ranged weapon. That's interesting, actually, having multiple inexplicable doors. Those things are a giant pain in the ass to draw. I actually drew for somebody's custom avatar just because it was a really good idea, which is the only time I'll ever do like completely original artwork for a custom avatar, was a drawn pixelated River City Ransom guy that he had drawn, but it wasn't precisely right with the art style, so I redrew it so that it would be perfectly right with the art style. That took a long time though, and it's a little easier now because I've over the course of doing the art for the game, I've gotten a lot more proficient at, like, if I fuck something up that I'm drawing, I generally don't start over. I just sort of fix it and post. You know, and it's really hard to do on the pixelated things because they have to line up right to look at all good. Like, it was a pain in the ass drawing the princess for the female version of that avatar. I just didn't want to do it, but I did it. Iluro Dragon says, does increasing combat frequency improve the odds of encountering ultra-rare monsters, or is it irrelevant? It is irrelevant. The ultra-rare monster encounters are checked the same way that, like, clovers are checked, or as it turns out, the Banana Peel Adventures. Which there was a bug with that. Clovers. Hogula says, we've got status effects and passive skills that make you resistant to certain elements. Why not ones that make you more susceptible to certain types of elemental damage? Like, say, the Toilet Paper Geist could have a special move where it covers you in toilet paper, making fireballs and the like just a teensy bit more problematic. You know, it is interesting, the idea of, like, things that remove elemental resistance that you might already have, or, like, uh-huh. The elemental forms do double damage against you. I suppose it wouldn't be a big deal to just have your resistances go negative.
That would be fun to play around with. Although, I don't know what the opposite of sleaze is. Like, something that makes you more vulnerable to sleaze damage.
I mean,
he suggests the roofie, but I think we're in enough trouble with the roofie already.
Those eye proper openers from A Clockwork Orange.
Inability to blink or avert your eyes.
Yeah. You cut off eyelids.
Nah.
Like, did you ever read the Lonesome Dove series?
No.
Yeah. This one guy gets tortured by the engines, and they cut off his eyelids, and he survives. Then later on, he makes himself some glasses that spray water into his eyes.
That's pretty impressive in the Old West.
He moved back to the civilization in the East before he made those glasses. Yeah, that's interesting, because the code would work. I mean, it would take some minor readjustments, but I finally created a consistent way to deal elemental damage to the player that actually has resistance dealt with properly.
Wow.
Although I don't know that those... I don't remember if the forms that applies... I don't remember how those work. Oatgan says, some people think Jick sounds like Alan Alda. I think he sounds like Brian Posehn. By the way, have you seen Metal by Numbers? No, and I don't know who Brian Posehn is, but anytime somebody says I sound like anybody, it's somebody whose voice I hate. I don't actually mind Alan Alda's voice, but I don't think I sound anything like Alan Alda.
That's better than the Ray Romano that you were getting for a while. And your voice doesn't make me want to stab my eardrums with pencils, so I don't think you sound like Ray Romano.
You decide to use hat pins instead when it's right. My one. Gyark the Mighty says, do lucky items like the Crimbo Tiki Necklace affect one's MMG results? Yeah. No, they do.
Totally.
Anything that you think is good luck actually is. Like, even, like, if you have, like, a lucky shirt, the MMG algorithm is so sophisticated that it can actually figure out how lucky you should be based on what's going on, like, at your house.
Yeah, like, if you buy a scratcher ticket and you win $4, in real life, the MMG will pick up on the fact that your luck is on the upswing.
And you'll lose because of that, actually. So,
right.
If you're going to play the lottery, you should play the MMG, try to lose, and then play the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And Naked Juice says, thanks for the stealth login and logout change. It makes my ninja module purr.
I think a lot of people just didn't know about that before we posted. Then, hey, we've changed this.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that was also kind of, I kind of wanted to hint at that. Let's see. Weird. Rapper says, hey there, is there any chance that a feature could be added to players' stores in the Mall of Loathing that would allow for a certain number of pulls of a stocked item for WADs mainly? I don't exactly understand what that suggestion is.
If you're talking about players pulling their own items from their store, then absolutely not.
Yeah. You mean like during Ronin?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sorry. You know, Ronin and Hardcore are restrictions, and they are going to restrict you from doing certain things, you know.
And people were complaining that they couldn't get the OAF, and it's probably because they hadn't tried it yet.
There are thousands of them, and I don't even think they're that expensive in the mall, or if they are, I feel like they're going to go down.
Yeah, because I feel like the number of people who are going to actually use them and enjoy playing with them are not as many as the number of people who made them. Yeah, they're about 300K right now.
Yeah.
But they're sure to go down.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they'll go much down. I mean, because 300K is about what the WADs would have cost, I think. So, I mean, they're...
That's what the WADs cost at the time.
Oh. That's what the wads cost at the time, says Rip.
When the trader was out.
2.5 million wads. Woo!
Is that how many you paid?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That day.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that doesn't mean that there were, you know, 5 million wads and now there's 2.5 million wads, but it does mean that there were, you know, 2.5 million wads worth of equipment just laying around that is not laying around anymore. And that is awesome. Preneequeezer says, idea for a combat effect, a mana leech that makes skills cost 1 or 2 MP more to cast than normal. Ah, that would piss off the speed people right quick. Although not as bad as the, you know, stuff that prevents them from using their skills entirely.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Ferdowund says, can you add a font so that A with a circle over it, A with an umlaut over it, and O with an umlaut over it work in K-Mail and clan forums? As it is now, they're only displayed correctly in chat and become weird combinations elsewhere. I don't know.
Speaking Klingon.
Yeah.
In our game.
Or Fjordies. I see. The clean string thing doesn't apply to chat, though? How is it that those things can get out in chat, but I must have been inconsistently processing the text. I don't know. Dirk gently says, so we have new monsters in the hole in the sky. What's next? Getting an STD from the hole in the sky? A star-transmitted disease? How droll. You're saying that you think you're more likely to get an STD from the new monsters in the hole in the sky than you are from the old ones? Because you need to get your facts straight, man.
Yep.
It's almost impossible for a man to get an STD from a woman. Seriously. That's why it's really only important for women not to have unprotected sex. Like, men, yeah, do whatever. You know, it's not like you're going to get pregnant. You know, this is a public service message from.
I'm just gonna let you twist on that one.
Asymmetric public. You say, hey, what? I'm not twisting. Also, cigarettes are awesome.
Yes. Well, that goes without saying.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Will our familiars be receiving treats because of their pumpkin buckets next Halloween?" I would, if we come up with a few little familiar candy treats, that'd be kind
of
funny.
I know one of the. Treats that we should do with the pumpkin bucket is fix all the plurals in the pumpkin bucket message.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The thing is that, yeah, there are places where I have generalized the plural fixing thing, and then there are places where I haven't, and I need to do it. I was pleased with that trick. I thought of that.
That was very clever.
Standing in a train station in Belgium. I was like, I need to go back there whenever I've got some dumb problem I need to know how to solve. I'm like, hey, Riff. Smoke a cigarette while I stand in line at the ATM. Wait a minute. I got it. Watts Apple person says, have you guys heard about this Grease Monkey script? This is scary even though only the people with it can see it. And I'm looking.
You can make your own custom item that only you can see.
Oh, yeah. Riff hates that
and
thing.
And you can take screenshots of it.
That's been around for a long time. We made him put a disclaimer on it so that people wouldn't see screenshots and think that it was us. People resize the window so you can't see the disclaimer. Well, then we're going to start disabling people who do that. EQDW says, just thought of this. You should make non-elemental damage different from the regular text in battle. Elemental damage is colored, so why not physical attacks? You could just make it number. You could make the number bold black. Wouldn't conflict with any of the other coloring. I would actually not be against bolding the damage number just to make that kind of stand out. Inferno Hero says, how about changing the can of hairspray and the can of spray paint slightly, like flip one?
It wouldn't make sense to have one be upside down, though.
Yeah. Those cans don't work if they're upside down. Mr. Bob says, how about a notice when we're about to drink something that will make us falling down drunk? No.
Do you get a notice in real life if you're about to drink something that will make you falling down drunk? Because I don't.
Oh,
Gamma Ray says, okay, so first of all, I love the new Hole in the Sky monsters. Secondly, what if rather than just switching off, they were gender-specific? So ascending male would have girl parts in the sky. I don't think people tend to change their gender when they ascend, and I want to make sure that, you know, the most people see these that can.
Plus, there aren't as many of those as there are regular male monsters.
Well, really?
I
the intent was to make exactly the same number.
Oh, I just figured there were more.
No, we specifically came up with exactly as many as there were male monsters, so as to not change the astronomer ratio.
Right.
Macarona says, does the effect of the Dirge of Dreadfulness add +12 to spooky spells? Because if not, it should. It probably doesn't, because I don't think I don't think that enchantment actually existed when I put it in there, but you're right, it probably should. Although, let me check. Checking the code. Spooky bonus. That's what I'm looking about.
That's what I'm looking about?
That is what I'm looking about.
Okay.
And
Trinidad says...
Yeah, it does. It does add +12 spooky damage to spooky spells.
Nice. Macarona says date. No thanks. I'm married. Trinidad asks why are Ronin restrictions not lifted when the king is let out of the prism. It's painful to speedy players who want to be hardy with gifts. It sucks to do a bad run to get gifts. So we have some hearty diamonds. We're having trouble with that.
I mean, you know, that. Sorry. You know, I never intended for you to be able to do multiple, like, competitive speed runs in a row. Never. Mm-hmm. You know, it was always supposed to require preparation. Leaderboard softcore runs were sort of always supposed to have a hardcore oxy lead in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that people sort of optimize themselves into a corner. You know, it's like, you're complaining about these restrictions, so don't enforce those restrictions on yourself. You know, just take a break. I guess people don't like the blemishes on their ascension history, you know?
Yeah.
If we gave them the ability to put notes in, like, oh, I was fucking around this run so that I could buy someone a sandwich.
Right.
Well, you know, they wanted to buy gift items to trade with people for meat so they could sell the meat on eBay so they could buy somebody a sandwich. Because their friend was like, I'm hungry. And they were like, well, I don't have any money. And they're like, well.
All right. Give me 2 weeks. What are you going to do about
that? Yeah, exactly.
Have it nailed down. I do wish that there were a way to let people x-ray the contents of a gift box. Just so that, you know, somebody who's doing hardcore oxy all the time. Like, if my birthday's in the middle of my hardcore oxy run and I get a bunch of presents, it would be nice to be able to say, hey, thank you for the 12 wangs, instead of saying that 6 months later when I finally finish my hardcore oxy run.
I guess the trouble is, how would you look at one individual package?
Right.
You know, we wouldn't want to just show you what was in the box when you got it, right? Which would be by far the easiest thing to do. But, because when you open a package, it actually pops that package off the stack, right? And,
yeah.
And then, you know, the next one you open. But if you were to, like, you could x-ray all of them at once.
I've noticed that some people have started using the inside note message field for that.
What the fuck is going on with my telephone? Man, every time my text message inbox fills up, which it does at like 20 messages, the next time somebody sends me a text message, it just makes my phone vibrate like once a minute until I delete some text messages.
Huh.
It's really annoying. Like, if it happens while I'm not carrying the phone, it's just like, oh, awesome. We're just going to do this until your battery runs out 2 hours later.
I wonder why you have such little storage space on there.
I don't know.
Do you have, like, Freebird as one of your ringtones?
I've never had a ringtone.
Huh.
I mean...
Because your phone always vibrates.
Yeah.
But if you're asleep, there's no way to contact you except going to your house and poking you with a stick.
No, I can hear my phone vibrating. sometimes.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
I sleep with my phone on my ass. So I don't have to hang on to it. By the way, you want to borrow my phone?
So the Viet Cong can't steal it from you?
Yeah. Charlie's in the trees, man. Yeah, you know what's not in it? The neighbor here cut all the limbs off their tree, and so now our backyard is just bathed in piercing sunlight all the time.
That sucks.
It was this nice, like, sort of dappled shade before from the giant tree the neighbors had, and then it's like, oh, no, sorry. We're just going to destroy all of the shade-bearing parts of this tree.
Half of the trees in the complex where we live lost most of their limbs.
Huh.
Half of the trees lost some. Half of the trees in the complex
lost half
lost,
of their limbs.
Yeah, like, the
like
top
because
half
they cut them down, or
well, no, just the top half of the tree, just the leaves all went dead and everything from the frost. So you have like a bunch of tree at the top that's all brown, and then like a ring of green around the bottom.
Weird.
Well, they're not losing their limbs, but they lost all the shade.
Your mom has a ring of green around the bottom.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. I keep telling her she needs to see a doctor. But Joy says, why can't we trick-or-treat in the terrifying clown suit? Yeah, because... Yeah. Forgot. Yeah. That happens almost every time there's a Thanksgiving. That happens almost every time there's a Thanksgiving. We forget to put trick-or-treating in for a specific costume.
Right.
In fact, I would go so far as to say every Thanksgiving we forget to put in trick-or-treating.
And every Halloween we say, okay, have there been any new outfits added? Surely not. And then we're always wrong. Mask of Noob says, I need to buy a good TMBG CD. Any recommendations? P.S. I'm in Arizona for the week. What was the name of that one restaurant you mentioned a while ago that had KOL stuff adorning it? It's the restaurant's called The Orange Table.
Didn't you go there recently?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh. How was that?
It was tasty as always. I tried something else than the usual quarter pound of hamburger meat breakfast, and it was still tasty.
I think the last time I went there for breakfast, good. I just had, like, eggs and bacon.
Hmm.
Oh, man, when we went to Oxford, I had the traditional English breakfast, which is, like...
Baked beans on toast.
Fried eggs and sausages and bacon. It was pretty tasty. Except, you know, I don't really like baked beans. I think ranchero beans are preferable to baked beans just in every way.
Yeah. The one time I tried the traditional British breakfast, the first time we went to London, I had a spoonful of the baked beans and almost immediately threw up. Wow. Immediately almost threw up. Because
okay.
It's just not a flavor to me that's calibrated for morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a bean sundae.
Right.
It's not like eating some beans. It's like, yeah. I don't even really like... I just, like, don't, you know, in general, like, baked beans were always my least favorite part of, like, a barbecue.
Yeah, I just never eat them. Because refried beans are much tastier.
Yeah, you know, I've even gotten out of the refried beans. I always order ranchero beans at Mexican restaurants now instead of refried beans. Well, because
what are ranchero beans?
Like, ranch-style beans. Like, that's... Like, they come in a can called ranch-style beans. They're pinto beans, but they're whole, and they're just in a sort of a broth. And if you get them at a restaurant, they like cut up onions in them. And
so they're not...
they're not, like, mashed with lard and mixed with cheese. I mean,
or bathed in barbecue sauce. Or whatever sauce they use to make baked beans is just...
Yeah, it's like ketchup and brown sugar or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
And for a good TMBG CD, if you don't have Flood, that's where you should probably start.
You think?
Yeah, I think I would still say Flood's the most accessible. I mean, I thought the Spine was really, really good, but I think Flood's still the kicking off point.
I guess all of the newer albums bug me because there just aren't enough songs on them. Even Factory Showroom, you know? There are good songs on Factory Showroom, but in order for it to be a They Might Be Giants album, it just needs twice as many songs.
Yeah, but like what they did with Factory Showroom and The Spine is they just took the filler songs off the album.
Yeah, but I don't think of like Apollo 18 as having any filler songs on it.
Hypnosis of Ladies.
It's not great, but it's not
bad. If I Wasn't Shy. Narrow Your Eyes.
I really like Narrow Your Eyes, yeah. Actually. Yeah, you don't like Hall of Heads, though.
Oh, I love Hall of Heads.
What? Yeah. I thought you didn't like Hall of Heads.
No, that's a great song.
Who do I know that doesn't like Hall of Heads?
Well, somebody with bad taste in music. No, like the Spine, they put out all of the songs that would have made it 19 tracks long on the Spine Surfs alone, and it just made it obvious that it was better off not being 19 tracks long. It was like, here's seven more songs that are like nowhere near as good as the rest of the album.
I feel like maybe they're just done, you know, is kind of how I feel, and I'm like, I don't want to say it out loud, but I've sort of felt like that for a long time.
See, I thought that they had been declining until The Spine came out, and I thought that was a great album.
I think I've still only listened to it once.
That's because you're not allowed to like things that bands create after you get into them.
I mean, yeah, it's like I listened to Factory Showroom a lot while I was in London, actually.
Huh. That's one I don't come back to very often.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like The Bells Are Ringing. It's just a fantastic song. Also, I feel like early They Might Be Giants, the like sort of Flansburg filler songs are still okay.
They still sound like that, you know, quirky aspect that we're not supposed to call quirky. But, like, Factory Showroom sounds like two solo albums mashed together. And, you know, after that, Flansburg's, like, little rock songs. Like, absolutely, Bill's Mood is a Flansburg song. But it doesn't sound as just kind of ordinary rock band as some of the stuff on Mean Car. This is going to be fascinating for people who don't really like They Might Be Giants.
Yeah.
But then, you know, what are people who don't really like They Might Be Giants doing?
Listening to us in the first place. let's see. What's Apple Person says, does the giant pinky ring come back cunicavitis? is what he writes. No, the giant pinky ring does not combat cunicavitis because there is no such thing as cunicavitis.
If you hate Homestar so much, why not just kill him? Somebody suggested that we needed to change cunctivitis because it sounds dirty. No, I mean...
Isn't there the joke in the description? Yeah, it sounds naughty people. If you're dyslexic.
It just says plastic dyslexic people think you're... Crude. Zmobi Invariel, or Zmobi Invariae. You know what would be great is a fucking font where the I and the L don't look the same. It says, if we're adverse to eating currency, i.e. flame-broiled meat blob, then what are double bacon Beelzeburgers made of? Beelzebub. Duh.
Yeah.
In the same way that hamburgers are made out of ham.
Yeah, they're like demon meat. Or really, what's Beelzebub supposed to look like?
Does he look like a bitch?
Yeah.
He's the Lord of the Flies,
right?
He looks like a pig's head on a stick.
Giant fly, yeah, he does.
A conch shell.
Or like, which one, Jubilex is the one that's like a big pyramid of flesh?
Yeah. In the Sandman, Beelzebub is just a guy with a fly head. So like, he just kind of looks like Vincent Price is the
Jeff
fly.
Goldblum.
More like the Vincent Price one, like big paper mache head.
I see.
Thing.
I don't think I ever saw the original. Mm. I only saw Jeff Goldblum. I'm really sad that Jeff Goldblum is watching you poop website never took off.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of those things anywhere. It would have been so easy. Yeah, I mean, sure, Andre the Giant can have a posse, but Jeff Goldblum can't watch you poop. That's just inappropriate. Man, I read this article on Modern Drunkard about Andre the Giant. It was just sort of talking about his amazing capacity to drink alcohol and the extent to which he sort of indulged that capacity all the time.
Uh-huh.
He was in London for a month during the shooting of The Princess Bride, apparently, and the bar bill from his hotel room for that month was like $150,000. Which in a hotel it goes a lot faster. I mean, It was because he was so tall. Right, right. Yeah, the higher altitude you are, you know, at, the more you have to drink to get the same effect. So it's just because he's so tall.
That would work if it weren't, if the exact opposite of that weren't true.
Well, no, it's...
The higher altitude you are, the less you have to drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than that, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe he was always standing on his head.
For a change.
It was Riff's idea, not mine. Yeah, it's probably hot stuff. He's always getting stuff wrong. Let's talk about how he once just sat and drank 120 bottles of beer in one sitting.
I don't know how easy it would be to figure out the answer to Madeline's question, but that is something I've been interested in. Do the KWE fighters get a substantial amount of items sent to them? Can you see what has been sent? Have they received any ultra rares or Grimace side items or what have you?
I mean, we kind of keep tabs on what gets sent to them, but not specifically. It might be logged.
Let me check.
Yeah. Xenophobe's checking. Minor annoyance says, people have asked if stainless and plexiglass will get stronger with NS-13, but since several of the item's powers are a percentage increase of stats, won't they be stronger anyway? And for, never mind, I forgot the rest of that comment. Well, all right. That's cool. So we'll be able to... At some point, I'll look at that and I'll generate a report. And we'll tell you how much stuff has been sent. So there's this project that I'm putting hot stuff on, which I think he actually needs some database reporting support on this, which is probably something that I should do. But we basically want there to be a few categories of things that are like stainless and plexiglass, and there are some other things coming out with NS-13, and then there are some other sets of items that we want that are going to be rewards for sort of this different kind of content that we've been tossing around some ideas for. And what I want to do is I want to make it so we have a cap on how good items can be, right? Uh-huh. So that we don't end up with this sort of like quality creep on stuff, which, you know, like the more content we add to the game, the better everything gets all the time, you know. And so, you know, the plexiglass items will be better than the stainless steel items, and the plexiglass items will be the best at something, right? Uh-huh. So like if the plexiglass hat gives you plus muscle as a percentage, there will not ever be a hat in the game that gives you more muscle than that. You know, there might be a hat that gives you more mysticality than whatever, but like just sort of a little categorization and setup. So all right, so we know plexiglass is going to be the most muscle you can ever get from a hat. So every other hat we put into the game, the way we determine how much muscle is going to be on it is like, all right, you know, where do we want this on this sort of continuum between no muscle and plexiglass style muscle, as opposed to just sort of randomly picking values and like sort of introducing balance problems when we just wouldn't have to. I don't know if the percentage stat increases will go up, but I suspect that we will probably make some of the other numbers a little bigger just to reflect the sort of new difficulty of getting them. And you know, as we're like, well, okay, so we also want plexiglass to be the best at this, so let's crank it up to here to give us a little more room to work in on the lower end stuff, whatever. But you know, there was a set of OMG spoiler, but as one of the sort of corollary content things that's getting added along with NS-13, there's a set of equipment that's basically supposed to be the best equipment in the game for item drops. And so we just kind of looked at, alright, so there's a pair of pants. So what should be the item drop percentage on these pants? Well, let's look at the best item drop pants in the game and make it, you know, a little better than that, and then say, alright, this is the best from now on. Not going any higher than this. So not specifically for pants, because there was something weird about that, but hey. Stickmaker says, the Haunted Pantry expands into Spooky Raven Manor. The outskirts of Cobb's Knob expands into inside Cobb's Knob. Why doesn't the Sleazy Back Alley expand into Sleazy Street? Well, it's eventually going to expand into Hobopolis.
Right. Because if it's going to expand into anything, it should. Hobopolis, that's... was that a Gorblack suggestion?
I think it was. It was either Gorblack or a Naked Jew. I don't remember.
We'll just pretend it's a Naked Jew, because we're not allowed to do it if it's Gorblack's suggestion.
I think it actually is a Naked... Whoever it is has it in their profile where we set it.
On Gorblack says, on Halloween, the Microbrewery in Schaefsnuthe should sell the Crimboween food and drinks. Which would be kind of a cool idea.
It was a naked Jew.
Especially for this Halloween, the like Crembo Halloween war, or you know, the aftermath thereof should still be playing out. So it'd be fun to get that content back.
Oh man, Riff had an awesome idea. I don't know if you I don't know if he said it on the radio, and I think he actually did. Yeah. We'll figure it. It's funny.
Okay.
LSK says outfit idea. Freudian slip.
Freudian slip.
Oh, Freudian slip.
How would just a Freudian slip be an outfit? I mean, I guess if you put a slip on and then a cigar in your mouth, that is just a cigar.
Istanbul points out that your haiku was not a haiku.
Istanbul has misquoted my haiku.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
We've always been at war with the Jews.
He started this entire thread to point out that it wasn't enough syllables, and then someone pointed out that I misspelled buoyant. And so I changed everything and then reposted. You guys quoted this wrong just to make me look bad. Here's what it actually is.
How did you spell buoyant?
I think I spelled it B-O-U-Y instead of B-U-O-Y. Because, damn it, I know how to spell buoy. Bowie. You want to take a break?
I do.
All right, here's Eldemith with...
Set an open course for the virgin sea. 'Cause I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard, we'll search for tomorrow, on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try, to carry on. Reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. Live happily forever. So the story goes, but somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to carry on. From my head, I sang to me this song of a
for the rats who hurled themselves into the ocean when they saw that the explosives in the cargo hold were just about to blow. This song is for the soil that's toxically down to the bedrock, where nothing of consequence can grow. Drop your seeds there, let them go, let them all go. Let them all go. This song is for the people who tell their families that they're sorry for the things that they can't and won't feel sorry for. And once there was a desk, and now it's in a storage locker somewhere. And the song is for the stick pins and the cartons I left in the top drawer. Let them all go. Let them all go. That are right now headed silent down the highway, and it's dark and there's nobody driving, and something has got to give. I saw you waiting by the roadside, you didn't know that I was watching. Now you know. Let it all go, let it all go. Let it all go.
I was pretty impressed with this. One of the things people did for this karaoke contest was make their own tracks. So somebody did a cover of The Mountain Goats that ended up sounding really, really good.
Maybe they'll make it on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I would hope so. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and flush the messages.
I did. So yeah.
I'll reflush the purge then.
Gregorio writes, test.
Apparently Gregorio's feeling testy. Or somebody's testy.
Why did all these people suddenly send test messages to Radio Man? Benji Cord says, can we have run away as an auto attack option? He says it would be useful in the haunted bedroom. Yeah, sure. Skinny Nate says, you guys fooled one of my clannies with the NS-13 sneak peek. Thanks for making chat hilarious.
I saw somebody in the forums who was posting that how awesome it was going to be that the Tome of Snow Cone Summoning was going to drop. And apparently without irony. So, wow.
And Naked Jew says, could the OAF sell an ultra rare that you would have gotten? No, because ultra rares can't be auto-sold.
It would be kind of funny if the OAF had the ability to break a quest. You don't need to do this quest right now. Now you have to start a new account. That was one of the screenshots that I thought of after we put them in, was just the you have died. Resurrect
right.
One Mr. A. Start new character.
Max Vent says, when you made the beaver, did you remember that the description of the hooded warrior when seen at the observatory said that he was looking for a celestial-sized dam-building mammal to slay?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yes. Dreamer TK says, just one response to the sneak peek of the NS13 content. You bastards.
Oh, you'll love it. Collecting one of every item in the game is fun.
And if it's fun once, then it's twice as fun twice.
Actually, it's more than twice as fun because it goes up exponentially, and it's like the second and third time instead of the first and second.
Hogula says, the traveling trader brings strange and wonderful things from distant lands, right? Then why is he offering a robot that was programmed by mad scientists in the kingdom's own not-so-distant Cobb's Knob? They built them for export.
Yeah, the distant lands are kind of like the U.S., in which they all of the products they sell are manufactured elsewhere and shipped over there so that he can bring them back and trade with you.
Yep.
Enter the Wumpus has the front page consumption record today was plates of Franks and Beans and Uncle Crimbo won.
The fact that a goddamned NPC can even win a competition that appears maybe once a year is ridiculous. Hey, just kidding. But still, this is the first time I have, and by win I mean, of course, show up on the front page. So.
This is the first time I have.
Yeah, I think there's a word missing there. Trenadel says, currently the Knobgoblin perfume lasts for only one turn. Wouldn't it be nicer if it was three, so that if you fail against the king, you can try again?
No.
No.
If you fail against the king, you have to go collect some more perfume, because that's fun.
Yeah. Bacon Fried Rice says, five!
Huh. I'll see your five and raise you to seven. And we'll watch them fall.
Bahu says, where do all these warm subject gift certificates come from? They imply that the goth giants get them as gifts, which implies that he has friends. Clearly this is impossible. No, he has relatives.
Right.
Everybody has relatives.
He has relatives, and they don't know what else to get him. They just know he goes to that store. I think some of them he buys himself to give to his friends, and then remembers that he doesn't have any friends, and then writes a poem about how sad he is that he has no friends.
Right.
Do you think that goth as a subculture is pretty much done? It seems like all of the kids who would have been goth this generation are emo instead, and there are maybe three or four goths left in the wild. Yeah, emo is like goth without the good music.
I mean, Spencer's and Hot Topics are always still full of like high school kids, you know? I mean,
right,
I feel like
Hot Topic has gone a lot further afield from the goth thing, though. Like, if you go into a Hot Topic now, you'll see T-shirts for Fallout Boy and Whiner Bastard and Band Full of Retards.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
Okay. But I mean, Torrid.
Torrid has completely become just a Lane Bryant for
really?
Teenagers, yeah. That was weird. Just one time we went to the mall and, you know, walked past Torrid and peeked in there, and yeah, they're just selling, like, pantsuits and shit now.
Huh.
They redecorated all their interiors so they're not all gothy anymore.
I don't know. I wonder if they still do, like, goth night at any of the bars here or anywhere. I mean, I feel like if it wasn't dead, I mean, when did that emerge as a subculture?
I want to say mid-80s, like Joy Division and Bauhaus and stuff, maybe early 80s. Susie and the Banshee.
None of those are particularly dark. Or like, that's what always really bothered me about, like,
The Cure,
yeah. It's like,
oh, we're so dark. I don't care if Monday.
Yeah, I mean, all of their songs are just sort of like this poppy, I'm so happy I shit my pants
right.
today. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I want to say that there haven't, like, the musical trend that spawned that subculture, there haven't been any new entries to that for a while, but maybe I'm just so out of the loop.
What about Insane Clown Posse?
They're less goth and more people who should be punched in the face.
Oh, come on.
I actually haven't heard a single Insane Clown Posse song, which it seems unfair to judge them by their fan base.
Well, I don't know. No,
is it fair?
I think it's probably fair. I listened to I downloaded this old episode of Loveline where one of the guys from Insane Clown Posse was a guest, and it was It was just incredibly obnoxious. It was funny. Like, I feel like I got the sense of, like, all right, this guy is actually pretty smart and, you know, pretty quick-witted, but is just a really obnoxious asshole. This woman called in, like, this, like, juggalo mom to ask him if he had ever been with an older woman. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I think you can judge them by their fan base.
Okay.
Anybody's mom who calls in a radio show offering to sleep with someone, yeah, nothing they like is good. If they were like, I like breathing, I would be forced to admit that breathing is probably kind of sleazy.
Now my brain is going, Juggalo Soldier.
Juggalo Snacker.
In the heart of America.
I saw some Juggalos in Seattle, like, murdering people.
Huh.
Which...
It was because they ain't got nobody. Oh, wait, those were the Juggalos that were murdering people. Because they were lonely.
I see. Not the...
You've never heard the song Just a Juggalo?
No.
Yes, you have.
I mean, is it the one that goes, I ain't got nobody, because I know that
nobody
part.
Nobody cares for me. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, I'm afflicted with the same disease that I had during last week's show, which is just constantly getting my brain bombarded with song lyrics and not being able to stop myself from singing them.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was Eddie Izzard effect.
Right.
I found out it actually is Eddie Izzard.
Really?
Yeah, he has that new series on FX, The Riches, and then, like, next up, Eddie Izzard, and... I went, ha! So it is.
Huh.
That's a good show, by the way, The Riches.
I wonder if Wikipedia...
Has a pronunciation.
Tells you how to pronounce it, yeah.
Does it rhyme with is hard or lizard? Liz hard.
Like Liz Phair's sister has changed all their last names to be misspellings of adjectives. And there's like HARDE, and like there's Liz Tall, and Liz Pointy.
Liz Fair's sister is Liz Tough. T-U-F-F.
Right.
People want to be able to give the trader their wads that are in Hanks, which is only going to be an issue when it's what we did with the OAF, which we're not probably going to do again.
This doesn't say Eddie Izzard pronunciation. I never think that I know how to spell
anything.
Pronunciation.
Intar the Wumpus says, "Happy 1st of April. What is the best April Fool's prank you've ever seen anywhere on the internet or in real life?" I'd have to say the best one in real life was turning the MIT dome into R2-D2. It was pretty nifty. Google Mail had a pretty funny prank on April Fool's Day. Integrated so well into the website, I didn't really notice. I didn't really read the text.
Toilet ISP thing?
No, this year they had we're adding Gmail player because, you know, a lot of people don't like using email. They would rather use regular mail. So you can type your email into Gmail and hit a button and it'll print it and print the postage for you to mail it.
So there's this FAQ about Eddie Izzard. And it says, what's the correct pronunciation of Eddie's last name? Common pronunciation is Izzard like lizard and Izzard like is hard. Eddie has said he doesn't care which way it's pronounced, although he himself says Izzard.
Huh.
So, I seriously was basing it on hearing him say it.
Huh.
But then I'm thinking, when the fuck did I ever hear him say his own last name? It was like he was being interviewed and they asked him how he pronounced it or something.
Mm.
But that was weird.
He is... That's a French name, so it would be Izzard. Ho, ho, ho. But...
Oh, man, did I tell you what I saw when I was in France?
No.
I was walking down the street, and I saw these two guys, and both of them were smoking cigarettes, and one of them was wearing a beret, and one of them was holding a baguette. And I was just like, hey, I'm in France.
Like, those two guys are probably in the pay of the French
government. Yeah, France just pays them to stand there, like, being dismissive.
Right.
I I liked France. I feel like a few years ago I would have been really scared about going somewhere where I didn't speak the language and thought they were going to be jerks to me, but it was really just kind of like every place you walk into, you have to solve this puzzle, and the reward is you get some beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it was kind of nice. And they have Leff everywhere on tap, which Leff is good.
I would have... the only two things wrong with our France trip were the hotel that we stayed at, because the manager was such a prick, and the fact that it was colder than the coldest cold thing. So like the day that we wanted to go up the Eiffel Tower, we went up the Eiffel Tower, walked outside, and had maybe 5 seconds that we could stand out there before we had to go back inside.
Huh.
It's like a city where you want to walk around and soak up culture, that just kind of wasn't an option.
I guess I was there like I guess I was there like a month after you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
It was as cold there as it was in New York when we got to New York, which was really handy because then we went up the Empire State Building and stood outside for 5 seconds and had to come back down.
All right. We didn't actually... When we went there... Because I went back to Paris after my anniversary with Mom, and we didn't want to go up in the Eiffel Tower. We were just like, eh, well, we walked under it. That's fine. I don't like...
The view from Notre Dame was actually better than the view from the Eiffel Tower.
We went to Notre Dame, but we didn't go up into the shits. We just kind of wandered around the bottom.
But I specifically told you to get to...
Yeah, I was
great.
I know, but man, it was the day after I'd been on a goddamn sleeper train, which is a misnomer in my case, because there's exactly... 1 inch less bed than I need to actually be able to go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was felt awful and just couldn't face the prospect of going up like 500 steps.
Right.
So I know. We were sitting there debating it, and I was like, I just can't do it. We had to go up a lot of steps to. Did you go? You didn't go to the catacombs while you were there.
No.
Catacombs were fucking awesome.
Were they full of oily rats?
No. Oily boys. Catching the worms. But no oily rats. No, they're just full of skeletons.
Hmm.
6 million skeletons.
That's a lot of potential for Evil Dead style. For Army of Darkness style swordplay.
1.8 billion teeth. They didn't have a lot of teeth left, the ones that I saw. Zmobi and Varial says, is the OAF supposed to act multiple times in a round? Yes.
It would be suboptimal if it did not.
The random one says, there should be a funny message when you acquire 69,105 of an item. It's so unlikely that anyone will ever run up against that.
What is...
69,105 is this number that appeared in a lot of... Infocom games. I forget that there's some like sort of base significance of it. What's 105 in octal is 69. Maybe 69 in octal is 105, and 105 in hex is 69.
Yeah, I think I remember reading about that, and they started with 69 because, you know, they were nerds.
Yeah, it was lol, 69. Yeah. Putinesca says, why is there no antique breastplate? There was one written, actually.
Yeah.
It was the Shirt Tuesday was meant to be a sort of two-round...
A two-for-Tuesday.
A two-Tuesday update, and we never did the second one, because I ended up using like 3/4 of them in the first one, and so now the rolling out the rest of those, which I think are spindled in a lot of cases. There's at least a handful of those items that are in there.
Yeah, I spindled everything from the old shirt thread, and I think maybe added one or two. Yeah. And so they're still in the breastplate and the hacker t-shirt. I'm not sure.
And the ASCII thing would have been fine, except it required a new monster to be added, and it was in a zone that I didn't want to do the math on making the item drops work out right.
Right.
So I think I need to...
Didn't you put that in? I thought there were people that had that shirt.
I don't think so.
Because the monster you drew...
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't have any item drops. So
yes, and that was what I was waiting on. I didn't want to piss a bunch of people off by adding new content. That's what happens.
So we at least have two shirts that we can put in.
There's that turtle thing, the cloak deal.
The tortoiseshell cloak.
Yeah.
So we have three shirts. How many shirts do we need before we can...
Five or six, I think, was how many we did last week. We had another idea today that there should be some notes in the wiki about some stuff that... We may just do that tomorrow. A handful of other things that we're talking about. Hogula says, what's the thematic justification for not getting a pole arm to drop from a Nobgoblin elite guard, even as he's quite clearly swinging it at you? Does it, like, get knocked away as you deal the last blow into a conveniently located bottomless pit? Well, not very convenient for you, but yes. I mean, you know, what... Every time somebody says that, it's like, you know, show me a video game where every time you kill a monster... You look at what items the monster drops, and it's like, oh, a pair of underwear and some fingernail clippings and, you know, some lint and a pair of pants and a left sock and a right sock and a left shoe and a shoelace and a right shoe and a right shoelace that's broken in half but tied together so it's different than the left shoelace. And a monster that just has 100% drop rate of everything that monster would be carrying if it was perfectly realistic. Show me that game, and I will show you a game that is no fun. Like,
I would say that after any actions that involve the monster's corpse, you know, like the familiar actions and everything, the monsters burst into flames and they're incinerated.
Yeah, they fade out, like in every video game ever. Yeah,
have you tripping over corpses?
And you will know everywhere by the piles of dead.
Right.
Every time you kill any monster, yeah, you just get some lint or some
book of matches.
Yeah, we don't really do the vendor trash thing a lot. We don't have a lot of items whose sole purpose is auto sell.
I'm sure that now people are going to send us all these items suck and I auto sell them.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of items that, you know, the primary use for any given style of play would be to auto-sell. I mean, you could say that booze drops are useless because people in Oxy always just auto-sell them, but, you know, you'd be a dick if you said that, and I would kick you in the balls. Yeah, that's right. Hogula says, hey, I'm kind of stuck on this new pizza with one of everything quest. Where do I find steaming evils?
In Boozer Bear's basket.
Yeah, he points out that I left my password hash in the source code for the NS13 preview page. Yeah, it's not useful to you. That hash is randomly generated based on some randomness.
Yeah. Elementary Penguin asks that we let listeners know that if they have any high-res pictures from any of the KOL meetups, that they should get in touch with him.
Oh, right on.
So it's Elementary Penguin, all one word. Maybe, as a favor to him, we should put that on the front page for a day. Just if you've been to a meetup and you have some high-res pictures, talk to him. So I'd like to make sure he gets all that he needs. Elementary Penguin is part of the crew producing a Kingdom of Loathing documentary.
I think it's kind of him at this point. I think that the crew that he got to do it were people who were sort of hired guns for doing the shooting and doing the and doing the sound, and that it's really just kind of his deal at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know that for a fact. I mean, he's, you know, somebody else doing the animation. There might be somebody else doing the sound editing or whatever. But yeah. Yeah, I'm getting excited about that.
Yeah.
I still has he sent us the cut that he did for class? I think he wanted to do another shortcut because he wasn't satisfied with the one that he did, or something.
So once a week, what's the name? Fred Levi sends me what has shown up on the virtual console. This week we have Star Fox 64, which I don't think I ever played. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is kind of groovy.
Like the arcade version or the...
No, it's the one-player version, so...
The NES one?
Yeah, the 8-bit.
Wow.
So, that's not...
I remember really wishing that that game was good and not getting my wish.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like... I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video games. The premise, you know, it's like, all right, overhead map, and then, you know, it's side-scrolling little sub-levels with, like, different power-ups and different weapons you could get. Like, that sounds great, but no. No, it just wasn't good.
So, yeah, no way.
Blue Elf says, any chance of a dodecapede-like familiar for those of us who weren't here when it came out? You know, we thought that we might use that mechanism again for some other stuff at some point, but we just sort of never have.
It's one of those things where what we imagined the use of it to be was substantially different from what the use of it turned out to be.
Yeah.
Like, we imagined that you would have to choose when you wanted to use it, and you would use it at various points during your run. And, you know, it would make some interesting... interplay, but what it really is you use it for the single most important fight in the game, and then don't use it at all.
I mean, it's because you never need combat familiars if you're playing optimally, you know, but at the same time, I think that the people that we're probably the more concerned with making happy do use it periodically, right? I mean, people are talking about, you know, people are talking about really getting a lot of use out of the penguin familiar, and that's awesome, you know? Like, I don't think it's, like, the bleeding edge people that are doing it, but, you know, it just, you sort of can't design content for those people.
Yeah.
You know, you design content that's not going to allow them to break things. You know, you have to design around them, but you can't design for them. Random question that says Dante 5454. Why does a pickle turn from spectral to ghost when you stab it with a stick? Just you know.
Because if you can stab it with a stick, it's not spectral. It's corporeal.
I see.
But ghostly.
A spectral stick.
It's not a spectral skewer-mounted razor blade, though.
Oh, yeah. Comrade Vlad says, hey there, almighty admins. Did you hope the OAFs would decrease the kingdom-wide Twinkly-Watt count? Yes, and it did.
Substantially.
Oh, let me see. Q-Cubed says, will Jake make a setting to turn off the JavaScript pop-up resize for IE7 users? That should probably just be fixed so that it... What does it do in IE7? I forgot. The I don't know if it resizes itself in such a way that you cannot see parts of the you know, display stuff thing. I don't know. Somebody told me once, somebody wrote in about it, and I was like, hey, we should fix that, and then we never did because we're homos.
Yeah.
Baraka says, hey guys, ever think about adding a cowboy from hell to Hades? I think KOL needs Pantera references. I don't like Pantera.
Isn't that the video that starts out with some weird conversation between the two cowboys where... Yeah. Well, you're the one who told me about it, but I can't remember what it was. Something like shit. One of them saying shit and one of them saying stool or something.
What?
I have no idea. Maybe I dreamt it.
Yeah, I think you did. A video that starts out with two cowboys.
Know,
one saying shit and one saying stool.
That's an approximation.
Okay.
Apparently Cowboys from Hell is on Guitar Hero, which means I can't get any useful information about the song or the video.
Yeah, that's so I was talking to the guys from the mini bosses who apparently got an early preview copy of the Xbox 360 version of Guitar Hero 2, which has two things that make it so I'm probably going to buy it, and one thing that's going to make it so it's a long time before I buy it. One is that supposedly 2 weeks after release, they are re-releasing all of the Guitar Hero 1 tracks in the Guitar Hero 2 format, which means two different tracks and multiplayer at different
difficulty levels, which that to me was the most significant like advance in Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah.
My wife and I were excited because we could finally play together multiplayer and both like be at an appropriate level of challenge for us, but then the songs just aren't anywhere near as good as they were in the first one. So and the second thing is new downloadable songs. Apparently pretty easy to make, and you know, like I feel like if they had 1,000 songs available at $1 a song, I would probably spend $100 on Guitar Hero songs.
Right.
You know, whereas I would not buy Guitar Hero 3 or 4 if it came out right now, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know.
I've barely played Guitar Hero 2 at all, and I think it's because 2/3 or 3/4 of the songs are songs that I've never heard.
I mean, I would say that maybe half the songs in Guitar Hero 1 were songs I had never heard, but...
Oh, so you had heard almost all of those.
Really. The problem, though, is I am just not buying 2 more controllers. There's no way that I'm going to do that. So either somebody's going to come up with a first-party converter for, you know, the PS2 guitars to the Xbox 360, or there'll be some third-party one that's, you know, unlicensed or whatever, but...
Do you even own an Xbox 360?
Yeah, I got one when...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do.
I got one middle of last year when Dead Rising came out, because my Xbox quit working, too, so, like, I couldn't play any of my Xbox games anymore. And I was like, well, you know, I don't want to buy another Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked. I feel like so many people had so much trouble with Xboxes. It just wasn't a very good piece of hardware.
I think the plural is Xboxin', though. Colonel Sunders says, how does the penguin Goodfellas smile? Birds don't change facial expressions on account of their beaks. Clearly, you haven't seen any cartoon bird ever.
Like Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah, Daffy Duck can smile. The penguins in Happy Feet.
He could also smile. Swing his beak around to the back of his face. Well, it wasn't a beak, it was a bill.
Right. I wouldn't recommend trying that with just any old bird. Especially if you're British and you know Cockney slang.
Absolutely beak mood.
Fineldar asks if we could put photo-proto-neutron torpedoes in the penultimate fantasy chests. Yeah, I wish you would. Because those are... They're so useful for, ambidextrous funkslinging, though, that it might be a problem to have them be more easily
available. I don't know how many of those chests people tend to get.
And if you're going after the torpedoes, you tend to get a shitload of them. Just trying to get, like, 2 torpedoes.
Yeah.
So you can throw them both and have the 90 sorcerers eat them both.
I mean, I remember... I remember not doing that because... You know, the chests contain the drops from every monster except they contain all the consumable drops, I guess.
Right.
From every monster except the Mechamech. I mean, I could see it both ways, you know? I mean, because the chests were more like, these are things that adventurers would find and find useful.
Uh-huh.
And the neutron, the torpedo is like, you know, why would they have chests full of torpedoes laying around?
Okay, you and Riff both have to stop doing that when you're writing content.
What?
Laying around. You see a hobo lying around the sleazy back
lying
alley.
Lying around?
Yeah, I keep fixing that. Maybe it keeps making me sad.
Maybe you have to just be less of a pedant. how do you say that? Maybe you have to be less pedantic.
Yeah.
No, yeah, okay.
Or, you know, if this were a game in which we're not that concerned with...
I'm sorry
grammar.
To have offended thee so thoroughly by mixing up the case of those verbs. Like
they're two completely different words. One for the subject of a sentence and one for the object of a sentence.
But they're not.
The act of
they are different. They are different words in the same way that where, whither, and whence are different words. Yes, they are.
This pen is lying on the desk. I am laying the pen on the desk. This is an action. Lying on the desk is passive. it's different things. It's like jumping and sitting.
You're laying to me.
Yep.
No, you're lying to me. No, fine.
Learn the goddamn difference.
I honestly feel like if it's something that 90% of the people who read it don't know that it's wrong, it's not wrong anymore.
You're getting soft in your old age.
I guess so, man.
Because, Jesus. First, nonplussed, now this.
Well, I mean, okay, nonplussed, that's not just me.
Yeah, yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's in the...
You're the first person that I've encountered that even thought that unhurt or unharmed was a synonym of nonplussed. And someone who reads as many books as you shouldn't think that.
Okay. So, what category of people is it that knows the word nonplussed?
People who, when they encounter a word they don't know when they're reading, look it up.
Right.
And you're in that category. That's why I was so surprised about that.
No, I mean...
Like, if you were retarded, I wouldn't make fun of you for not knowing things that smart people should know, but you're smart.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, what I'm saying is most of the smart... I honestly feel like more people believe my definition, believe the definition that I thought of as the definition of nonplussed than the other way around. I think what happened is that I asked someone instead of looking it up in a dictionary, right?
Right.
And
but surely in a situation like that, you'd defer to the dictionary definition.
Yeah, but I never bothered to look it up, right?
Until they changed the dictionary definition to read, retards also think this means unharmed.
It doesn't mean unharmed. It's like unperturbed.
Right, and that's exactly what I thought. That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Because it's never had any context surrounding the word.
Okay.
It's always said this person was nonplussed.
Well, he didn't... The guy spoke to him in Spanish, and he didn't speak Spanish, so he was nonplussed. Yeah, I don't care what you're saying, because I don't speak Spanish.
Honestly, if there is a word that you cannot glean from context which one of two entirely diametrically opposed definitions it has, then there's probably just something wrong with that word.
See, I don't think so, because it just made sense to me that plussed would mean that you have information. Nonplussed would mean that you don't.
But this plussed isn't even a word.
Anymore. That doesn't stop...
Did it used to be a word?
Yeah, I don't know. But... it's a...
I am not alone in that.
Right,
you know. So
lay and lie is a straight-up... example of people not having a good education. To me, that makes people sound less intelligent when they say, I'm just laying around the house, or you, dog, go lay down. It's just, that sounds ghetto to me. And, you know, I suppose having been through graduate school, I should now say it's non-standard English, and it's just as good as regular English, but no, it's fucking wrong.
I don't know, man. I'll admit, the lay and lie thing just doesn't bother me, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I don't know. I mean, is there any such thing as laying around? What did you do today? I laid around the house all day.
Yes, because the past tense of lie is lay.
Okay. But you can't say, I'm laying around the house?
No, because that would be in the present tense,
I'm lying around the house? I mean,
yes.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, that's because you don't know words.
How do you spell lying and lying around?
Yeah.
L-Y-I-N-G?
Yeah.
So you cannot say that he just left something laying around. Because that just does not sound right. And, you know, granted, it could be one of those, like, the yard needs mode things, right? Which just does not sound wrong to me. And, you know, I can come up with plenty of precedents as
right.
to, you know, other situations where it's perfectly acceptable to...
If you lay your clothes down on the floor, then they're still lying there on the floor.
Right.
You don't leave things laying around, you leave them lying around.
They have been laid on the floor.
And they are lying on the floor. I actually made a worksheet for my students that explains the difference. In
I'm sure that they thought you were very cool. I'm sure that all of the girls in your class were cursing the day that you got married.
No, it's really funny and hip. It uses the language that the kids today can relate to.
Really?
It does.
Yo, who lied this who lied this bling bling on my hoopty?
Yeah, but somebody like you knows the difference between a subject of a sentence and an object of a sentence. People who went to elementary school before they stopped teaching grammar.
One might even say that the passive-active voice distinction is known by me.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I laid the keys on the table.
Why?
I lay the keys on the table.
Why did you do
because
that?
Because I wanted to.
Okay. Yeah. I honestly feel like I just was never taught this, right? Like, because, you know, again, though, I don't remember being taught the T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-I-R distinction. I mean, and to me, right, that distinction, that's much less forgivable because, you know, okay, like, they're homophones, but, you know, different words.
Yeah, so is lay and lie.
Yeah, but
for people to say, oh, it's confusing and I never bothered to learn it, it's like bullshit. They're just two different words,
no,
and it's slightly confusing because the past
the thing is,
sounds
it is,
like
it is, it is
together.
Not confusing and they never bothered to... I don't think it's a situation where it's confusing and they never bothered to learn it. I think it's a situation where it never even occurred to them that there was a difference. Because
that's why
with
everyone
me,
needs to have my mom.
Honestly, until you, I did not know that.
You
know, like nauseated. And
right.
At this point, I can't even remember which one's correct.
Yeah.
Like, I
smelled... You're the one who told me about that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You said when people say I'm nauseous, that means
no.
It causes...
Okay, well, I am under the impression that you're the one who told me about it, because I used it wrong for my entire life until very recently.
And the things that I would say are... They've entered common parlance, so it's okay to say them, are the things that don't bug me. Like, who and whom doesn't bug me at all.
Right.
But lay and lie certainly does. I think that I'm just not going to...
Would you say that lay lie has got you on your knees?
Yeah.
Lay lie.
Indeed it does. I think I'm just not going to teach my children anything about grammar, because no other children that their age are going to know anything about grammar, and they won't have to have the brain pain of knowing that everyone's using words incorrectly.
I mean, you know, like, I credit my dad with teaching me how to speak properly, and that's, you know, I think why I'm probably significantly more successful than most of the people I went to grade school with.
Right. You know, think you mean speak good.
Right. Goodly. But at the same time, you know, I honestly think that maybe I asked him what not, because my dad, I trusted to the same extent that I trusted a dictionary, because most of the time, although he thought penultimate meant like
beyond ultimate.
Yeah. And I was like,
That's
a reason.
That's a pretty common
mistake. It is. Yeah, like, you know, people think that, and then, but I just always thought it was cool that there was a word for next to last, and you know.
And that you could stack it, anti-penultimate, pen-anti-penultimate, anti-pen-anti-penultimate, as you go backwards through
the stack. Anti-pen-anti-penultimate was my least favorite character in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Pinky the Bold says there should also be more Star Wars references.
There are plenty. Yeah, he didn't say that specifically there should be more of them in our game.
Shoing says, Scully and wife told me to ask Jick this instead. So here it is. Which is worse, Huggles or Snogs? I don't know what Snog means.
British slang for kissing.
But like making out, like kissing, or like,
yeah.
Or just like, I mean, it, like you wouldn't,
I'm,
you wouldn't give somebody a quick snog on the cheek.
No.
You also wouldn't snog your grandma.
Huh.
Right. What we said was Huggles don't really bother me and Snogs don't really bother me, except that Snog is British slang that seems to be used exclusively by kids who wish they were British rather than actual British people. So, it's kind of the chat equivalent of a fake British accent.
Hmm. I'm glad that none of us picked up British accents.
Yeah. Did you not even, in the throes of drunkenness, I tend to pick it up and not be able to kick it.
I didn't spend that much time drunk while I was there, and I didn't spend that much time with people who were British, actually, is part of it. I mean, that, you know, we spent one evening out drinking with Jarko, and Snort and Cassandra, but they're American. Yeah. We didn't spend, we mostly hung out with each other the whole time we were there. And the French. And they were like, oh, would you like to see my baguette? And I would be like, oh, it is covered with dandruff from your beret. And then, oh. But I am a little tired. Sir, this,
I'm trying to find a good question.
Yeah, we're running out of...
We're also almost out of time, so...
Fnee says, in 12 centuries, will future grave robbers find Anna Nicole's skeleton flanked by two unscathed silicon balloons? And will this be as significant as a jewel-encrusted scepter? Silicone, not silicon. Silicon is what you make microchips out of.
Is it the same base element, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Silica? Fnee has got a lot of very bumper stickery.
Right. Suri C says, keep in mind for my next question that my name is meant to be said Sir Ick, not Suri C. We pointed out last week that if you're going to name your character Suri C, you shouldn't get mad with people calling you Suri C instead of Sir Ick. And that if you wanted your name to be Sir Ick, you should have named yourself Sir Ick instead of Suri C. Oh, and he wants you to say, hello, this is Jake, and you're listening to Surik on Radio GKOL.
What's Radio GKOL? Oh, is that the games radio channel?
Yeah. There's not the rivalry that there once was between, like, R and WKOL, though they coexist peacefully.
Huh.
Are you going to say it?
Oh, yeah. Hello, this is Jake, and you're listening to Surik on Radio GKOL.
I hope that doesn't bore you, seriously.
Enter the Wumpa says, whenever somebody says Tagalog, I start getting a craving for Girl Scout cookies. My wife was eating a Tagalog. Tagalong. Are there Tagalongs?
I think they're Tagalongs.
Tangalogs. You know, those would be awesome cookies if they didn't have the fucking coconut in them. I don't just, like, hate coconut, but those cookies would be better without the coconut. Like... they would just be like a little Twix donut, and what would be better than a Twix donut?
Wait, are you talking about Samoas?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking about Samoas. What are the Tagalongs?
I have no idea. But I am thinking about Samoas. But
yeah.
The Samoas are pretty fucking tasty.
Well,
yeah.
The ones with the coconut.
Yeah, with the coconut.
Okay. I don't know what Tagalongs are. I used to only could eat the sugar cookie ones, whatever those are.
I like the Thin Mints.
Yeah, Thin Mints I didn't like when I was a kid, but I like them now. I wasn't just not... I could eat about 3 cookies a year, and that would be enough cookies for me, you know?
I could eat 3 packages of cookies a year. But Suri says the stress on Tagalog is actually on the second syllable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm just... That's something I'm never going to get.
The stress on Tagalog is actually on the second
syllable.
But Tagalog just sounds so much better than Tagalog.
Walla Walla 23 says, since when is the Loch Ness Monster a euphemism?
The Loch Ness Monster? A euphemism. You don't know what words mean. Macaronis links to the IMDb quote page for Beetlejuice. So on the quote page, he's referenced as Betelgeuse.
Huh.
But on the... credit, the cast and credits page, he's credited as Beetlejuice.
Huh.
So I would say that, you know, if it really hurts your soul that much, just imagine we're referring to the cartoon where the character's name is definitely Beetlejuice and not Beetlejuice.
Was the cartoon any good?
No. It was alright. It was no Freakazoid.
I've never seen Freakazoid.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Tagalongs are the chocolate covered peanut butter cookies, says Phone Plus.
I see. Hogulus says he got into RIT's game design and development program. Although I haven't quite made up my mind yet, I'm pretty sure I'll be going there.
Congratulations.
Indeed.
E2K suggests being able to zap boxes of sunshine in a bag, which would be useless, but not for long.
I added that reference to the description a few days ago.
Nice.
Magic Miss Isle says, Jick, to settle an earlier argument in Valhalla, please confirm that Jick is not your real first name. It is not. Looking at the things. Istanbul says ETA to NS13. OMG, WTF. OMW.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Gleeb says Hobopolis equals a naked Jew. Yeah, we confirm that. There's a bunch of stuff to do. Probably not as much as I think there is. I don't know. We should shoot for June 9th.
Sure.
A 2-year anniversary of Ascension.
Missing No points out that you would need a pizza with everything on it as an ingredient for the pizza with everything on it.
For the second one, at least, yeah.
Well, it's still an item that exists in the game even before you've made one, so... You have kind of that infinite stack and turtles all the way down.
Like our plan to be able to put everything in the taco shell.
Right. Everything in the taco shell, including a taco. Or, you know, everything tastes better when it's sitting on a Ritz. Therefore, the tastiest thing that you can eat is the biggest stack of Ritz crackers you can fit in your mouth.
And
Senon points out that they didn't do the R2-D2 hack on April 1st. It was a different one. Different date. Okay, I think we're... it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, is it? All right.
All right, we'll see you next week. I think we may end up coming up with some alternating show goodness, because Zlania and Mrs. Skullhead enjoyed doing the show, and Jick enjoyed not doing the show. But I still require regular deep jicking, so we'll figure out something. But we'll definitely see you in the upcoming days and upcoming shows. Later, y'all. Say goodnight, Jick.
Oh, goodnight, Jick.
Well, the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, sawing on a fiddle, playing it hot, then the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player, too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best it's ever been."
Johnny, rousing up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you'll get your shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start the show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined right in and it sounded something like this. We'll be right back. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit right down on that chair right there. Let me show you how it's done."
Fire the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does a dog bite, no child knows.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best that's ever been."
Fire the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, lead dog by no child, no.
What does Granny's dog have to do with selling your soul to the devil? I mean, maybe her cooking is good, but if it's so good, why are we picking the dough out? That's what I want to know. And what's this about the devil being behind? Like, there's people in Georgia that wouldn't sell their soul for a fiddle of gold. Gold mines have been known for its sound producing qualities. Huh. All right. I'm Grok the Mad. Thank you very much.